And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check out all the podcasts, all the upcoming events, photos, guests, everything is there. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And make sure you check out the YouTube page and follow us on Facebook. That's a lot of information I'm throwing out there. Also, make sure you check out Annabelle. That's coming out this week. Men, Women, and Children. That's another movie that's coming out this week. Gone Girl and Left Behind. Make sure we just talked about that last segment, so make sure you check that out. Right now, I want to bring in Jesse Anderson. He's the product manager at Prima Games. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
Hey, I'm doing all right. So, first things first, I want to talk about Hyrule Warriors. Now, this is the most anticipated Wii U games of the year. Tell us about this game.
Sure, yeah. Hyrule Warriors is kind of mix up between taking the gameplay from Dynasty Warriors and it's adding in kind of elements from The Legend of Zelda. So it's like a massive game to where you're fighting hundreds of enemies at the same time. Lots of stages, characters. Yeah, it's a lot of content. It's a so if you played a Dynasty Warriors game, it kind of follows that same formula.
Yeah, because I reviewed Dynasty Warriors not too long ago, and what makes games like these so likable?
I think it's because they're really easy to pick up. They don't start off really difficult, so you can feel like you're actually doing pretty good, even though you're not familiar with the series. There's a lot of replayability in it too, so you've got you level up, you've got weapons to get, new characters to play that play way different than the other ones. So I think it's just kind of like very inviting to players of different genres. Especially Legend of Zelda fans will like it a lot because it's got all their favorite characters they've never been able to play before.
Oh wow! Now Prima is the official maker of the strategy guide for Hyrule Warriors. Now, strategy guides, I love them. They can be pretty extensive at times. So how long did it take for you to create this guide?
So this one, we've been working on it for probably about 4 months. It's where, we start working with the game, playing it, getting to become familiar with it. And then we work, with different versions of the game as it's progressing and start writing the guide, figuring out the best strategies, making sure we have all the content in there that people are going to want to know, such as how the characters are unlocked, how you would get the different weapons, all the different collectible items you can get. There's gold sculptures in the game, so there's a lot to it that we have to make sure we cover.
Yeah, and I played the game, and one of the things that I found confusing was the bizarre feature, which allows you to level up characters and create weapons. Now, does the guide that you have, does it explain how to use the bazaar?
Yes, it does. So the bazaar is, at first, it's a little different for what players are kind of used to, because it's like, wait, I can just level up my character, or what are these badges I can create? So the guide does talk about that and how the whole bazaar works. So you've got the badge market to where you get these different items and you combine the items to make these. They're basically like kind of little buffs for your character. So you have more health or better armor, that sort of stuff. The training dojo, which is how you level up your character. So as you're getting all these extra rupees, and you're like, I want to check out a new character, but they're only level 1, where say you're playing with Link and he's level 30, you can level up a new character to level 30 also if you have enough rupees. Then you got the apothecary in there, which is any extra items you may be getting from enemies, you can form these buffs so you get better weapon drops. So if you're looking for a particular weapon, you have a better chance by doing that. And then you've got the it's a little confusing, the smithy, which our guide explains, to where, like, say you get a whole bunch of the same type of weapon, but they all have different skills. You can take those skills and combine them into one kind of ultimate weapon. So it's kind of like, nothing is really junk.
If you want to get this Hyrule Warriors guide, where can you purchase this at?
So it's available a whole lot of places. If you're an online shopper, you can go to like GameStop.com or Amazon.com, BestBuy.com. They all have it for sale. If you're more of an in-store shopper, you can probably find it in your local GameStop, other retail stores. Best Buy has them a lot of times. So, but GameStop is probably your number one bet for finding it in a retail store.
All right, good to go. We're talking with Jesse Anderson, the product manager at Prima Games, PrimaGames.com, Hyrule Warriors. It is really anticipated. Make sure you check it out. Go to GameStop for the guide. Make sure you go to PrimaGames.com and check out all the other cool stuff that's there. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
All right, we'll be back right after this.